Thank you, Brother James, and thank you to Brother Tom for the prayer. It's good to be with you tonight, and I like singing with y'all every week. This is, well, you know, it's a little more taxing, but a piece of scripture that's been on my mind this week, found in the 19th chapter of Luke. Talking about the Lord's entry into Jerusalem. And he told his disciples to go and go into the village in which you are entering. You shall find a colt tied whereon yet never man sat. Loose him and bring him hither. And they do that. And I'll start in verse 35. After they had said the Lord had need of him. And they brought him to Jesus, the colt. And they cast their garments upon the colt. And they set Jesus thereon. And as he went, they spread their clothes in the way. And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees always want to show up and ruin things. Some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. Verse 40, he said, And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that, if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. That's what's been on my mind this week. That saying that the Lord told them after those Pharisees says, quiet your disciples. And he says, I tell you, if they would hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. I believe what this is telling us is that the Lord will have his glory, that the Lord will have his praise here on earth. We can look in Chronicles 29 and 11, where it says, Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. In Isaiah 42, it says, 42 and 8, he says, The Lord is my name, and my glory will I not give another, neither my praise will I give to graven images. I tell you that his glory, and I have often, for years, I remember running around in Arkansas somewhere at a meeting asking preachers, what is the definition of glory? And I never did get an answer that I was satisfied with. I got all kinds of different answers. So it's just the way I look at it. It is giving the Lord the credit for which and in the attributes in which he has. For instance, where it says, thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, thine is the glory. To acknowledge it is he from whence our help comes. To acknowledge that he is the author of our salvation. He became the author of eternal salvation, it says in Hebrews. And, you know, you can, one place to give glory unto him, I think, is salvation. to rightly place the glory where that is. You know, there's a saying, if you're in, I don't know, maybe it's politics, they'll say, follow the money. or if you're in business, follow the paper trail. Well, when we look at our beliefs on how we are saved eternally, I say follow the glory trail. And if it leads to anything other than God getting all the glory, start over. Because it is Him and Him alone. So we can go over to the, just even outside of scripture, outside of theological doctrines, Psalms 19 tells us there, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. Just to walk outside. We just recently, we were on a vacation in Colorado. It's about 2 weeks ago now. It was 40 degrees in the morning and 70 in the afternoon. And that was glorious to us. it's about 104 today here and dry. Pray for rain over here. But just to look at those heavens, look, that's nature itself. I tell you, if a man's never seen a Bible, never picked up a Bible, I can't understand how they can say this all just happened. The fool saith in their heart, there is no God. But the heavens, it says, declare the glory of God. Just walk outside and look up. On a clear night, look, the Lord used the stars to picture, show a picture of His children. Tell the stars, if you can number them. They declare His glory. The firmament showeth His handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech. The sun comes up every morning. I tell you, that tells you right there. It tells us in Hebrews 1 that He is upholding all things by the word of His power. When that sun comes up, it's been upheld once more, and He's still on His throne, and He will be until that sun comes up, the sun of righteousness arises with healing in His wings. Day unto day uttereth speech, night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where the voice is not heard. It doesn't matter what you speak. I tell you, that nature speaks in tongues, if you will. Everyone can go out and look at the firmament and look at the heavens and see the handiwork and the glory of God. 10 chapters further, 10 Psalms further, and 29th Psalm, it says, give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Give unto Him, it says. You know, in Proverbs 3, 4, 5, there it says, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct thy path. It's Him we lean on. When we lean on Him, it's acknowledging and it's giving glory unto Him. So there, whenever He's marching in to Jerusalem, they were crying, Hosanna, great is the King of David. And they said, be quiet. Quiet your disciples. They're causing an uproar. And He says, if they held their peace, the stones would cry out. I tell you, I don't want it to come to that. There's a place the Lord has set up. It's in the Old Testament, He says, the mercy seat. He said, there will I meet with you. Well, now He's got a place where He meets with His people. He can meet with us anywhere. But I tell you, He meets with us. If you want to come see Jeb Owen, you come to Jeb Owen's house. That's the best place to see me. If you want to see the Lord, if you want to see His glory, go to the house of the Lord. And there it says, heaven comes down our souls to greet, and glory crowns the mercy seat. It tells us in the Old Testament that glory filled the temple. Moses used that, the glory of the Lord, when he was tasked with that job in Exodus 33. He says, I know I found grace in your sight, but if I found grace in your sight, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And I tell you, it strengthened him when he did. He says, no man can see my face and live. We can't see his glory face to face right now. And neither could Moses. No man can see my face and live. But there is a place. I love that line right there. There is a place by me. And I will put thee in the cleft of the rock. And I will set thee on a rock. You go study the rock, and it tells us the rock is Christ Jesus. And I will place my hand over thee and cause my goodness to pass by. And I will remove my hand, and thou shalt see my hinder parts. And I tell you, Moses saw it. He saw so much he had to put a veil over his face. And the Lord in his mercy still shows us his glory today in his house. And it's like a revolving door, if you will. We return that glory, that all good and all good gifts come from God on high. And we acknowledge that he is he that gives us everything. In him we move and have our being. Live, move, and have our being. But there he's going into Jerusalem. King. The king. And they said, quiet your people. Well, you know, whenever he was born into this world on that night, back in Luke, we'll go to about Chapter 2. Pardon me. Yeah, chapter 2, that's it. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you this day in the city of David a Savior, which is born, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill toward man. The little babe was being praised and honored by a heavenly host. And they said, glory to God in the highest. Same thing they said on that day in Luke chapter 19, saying, blessed be the king that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. He was the highest. I recently I tried to preach on Sunday on I am that I am, and how you take that, what God said in Exodus chapter 3, and then you go to John chapter 8, where Jesus told the Pharisees. He says, before Abraham was, I am. Using that same language. But we can see all that glory through the Old Testament. And also, there's seven times in the book of John there where Jesus uses I am. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the truth, the way. I am the resurrection. And a few others that I can't remember right now. But that just proves that Jesus Christ is God. And here you see all through the Old Testament talking about the glory of God. And then over in Hebrews it says, he, He being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. He's the brightness of it. They walked with it. Oh, we get caught up a lot of times. Oh, I wish I could have walked with Jesus. Let me tell you, in this day and age, we live in a better time than that. Because we live after the revelation, after Jesus Christ was resurrected. And he comes and he says, I will be in the midst of you, singing praises unto my Father. But we see him praised and given glory at his birth. And here, on his way into Jerusalem. Oh, and then he went up. He went up in Acts. He was received into a cloud. And they said, there was two in white apparel, and they said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing? This same Jesus will descend, that ascended will descend in like manner. I like to think on, that's what they saw. I like to think that when I go to a funeral and try to preach a funeral, there's so far we can go with our loved ones. But when we see them no more, when they breathe their last, they go somewhere. When Jesus passed the clouds, he went somewhere. And in the 24th Psalm, I got this. Heard Brother James Isaacs preach on this up in Arkansas years ago. And man, I stole it. And then I even preached it in his presence last August. And felt guilty, but then he comes and told me, man, when I heard J.P. Dale preach that, I preached that for months on end. So I didn't feel so bad then. Brother Danny Lloyd told me, when you're quoting someone, you first time you quote them. Second time you say, I heard a guy one time say. And the third time you say, you know, I've been thinking. But here in the 24th, I think, 24th Psalm. All this man who was being given the glory on earth, and we trust that we give him glory. He's going up into the clouds. Where's he going? Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Verse 8, who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. You know, I love to think on what the Lord endured here on the earth. I don't love to think on it, but, and what the natural man saw. They saw the suffering, and there was the suffering, but they took all of his words when he said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. They said, he crieth for Elias. Let's see if he comes to help. But that's not what he was saying. And all those, and don't you just imagine whenever he says, it is finished. The devil and all the evil hosts said, we got him now. But in what happened spiritually is he won the greatest battle ever. And it says, who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. I believe that's the Lord entering in, and I picture it as a parade, and I tell this story with this every time I think of this. And I've got all of my family, two of my granddad's children, my dad and my aunt here. And granddaddy was in World War II, and he was driving, I forget, was it Rome? On the streets after they had liberated Rome, and he's in a truck, and a little boy there, Italian boy, jumps up and puts a ring on his finger. After granddaddy passed, we were going through that stuff and all that, and we found that ring that boy had given him. And you just think on all that story, and 70, 80 years ago that happened. And that was a victory parade, if you will. Well, I tell you, I see the Lord coming in here. Says, who is this King of Glory? Walking into heaven. And then praising him, the angels saying, he is the Lord mighty, strong and mighty, mighty in battle. He went up into a cloud, and that's where he went. Someday, it tells us in 25th chapter of Matthew, says the Lord will come back in all his glory. And he's going back. The first time it said he was the King of Glory was strong and mighty, mighty in battle. Then it says, repeat it again. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. And the question is once more asked, who is this King of Glory? And it says, the Lord of hosts. When he goes back in that second time, he is going to have a multitude with him. The heavens tell the stars. He's going to have all of his children, everyone whom he died for. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. And brothers and sisters, there will be no one crying in heaven. Hush your people up. There will be no need for Jesus to say, if they hold their peace, the stones will cry out. But I tell you, I'm glad he said that, because the Lord will have his glory here and most definitely there someday. And I want to be, by the grace of God, as Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I'm the least of the apostles, not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And by his grace, may we continue in the way. May we return the glory and all the blessings he has blessed us with. May we thank him for it and acknowledge him. We're going to try to do it here in Texas. Next weekend, we try to do it every Sunday. Oh, we want to give glory unto the Lord in our worship services. Lord willing, we'll be hosted in camp meeting once again. And that's my prayer, that the Lord comes and that he is with us in that. And that his name is magnified. You remember what Mary said after Elizabeth said the babe leapt for joy in the mother's womb, at the salutation of Jesus and all these things. Mary says, my soul doth magnify the Lord. It didn't make the Lord any bigger. Oh, but maybe it made us see him bigger, more like what he is. May we always, someday, whenever that Lord of hosts marches into heaven, when we'll see him face to face. We will know as we are known. And I've had on my mind in lots of sermons, how sweet the name of Jesus, the song, and some lines in that. And when I see thee, as thou art, oh, we see through a glass darkly. We see with a veil now. We can't see him face to face and live, just like Moses. But by his mercy and grace, he causes his goodness to pass by. But when I see thee as thou art, I'll praise thee as thy ought, as I ought. And that'll be an eternity of praise and glory to the Lord. We will be in a glorified state. Another line, the last line after that in that song, I've often, I forget what I used to say, but I'll just say the line of the song. It says, till then. Till then. That's where we are right now. We're in the till then. Till then I would thy love proclaim through every fleeting breath. And may the music of thy name refresh my soul in death. I tell you, that's what we call dying grace. I think Stephen had it. He looked up and saw the Lord in all of his glory standing at the right hand of God. That's dying grace right there, when we can think on these things, on the grace and love of our God. And he shows us his glory. But till then, may we continue to walk and try to return all the praise, honor, and glory unto his name that we can. I thank you, Brother James.